brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard C. Hoagland, maiden voyage with us, Dark Mission, the secret history of NASA, will be joining us coming up in the next segment for an hour and a half. Then we have the NFL football player that walked across the nation, raised $2 million for firemen and police, emergency workers on 9/11 who didn't get treatment for the toxic dust inhalation. That is coming up. A few plugs right now. Truth Rising. Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, cost me, I don't know, around $70,000 to make. Printing up the DVDs, another $10,000 or so. And all I want is it to be seen. That's our goal. And it seems it's kind of a reverse psychology. You say, hey, you know, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, get my weekly TV report, get my in-studio live interviews we do. We're about to do one with Richard C. Hoagland for the next hour and a half, and then the NFL football player. That'll be live streaming video for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then we'll also, of course, post that on PrisonPlanet.com within an hour so you can watch it at your leisure. You get extended extras that aren't on the DVDs of all my films, like Endgame 1.5. But the reverse psychology is sometimes I say, you know, hey, just burn all the copies you want, make all the copies you want, and then it's like, oh, well, that doesn't have any value. Well, why should I care? The value is waking people up. That's the whole goal here. Don't take this for granted. Tomorrow night, we always put stuff out a few hours early. We're going to release Truth Rising. So just watch PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch that space. We're going to have a DivX version with simple instructions if you want to burn it to disc, not just DVD. And it's high quality. I mean, it's good quality to give to people. And most DVD players now have DivX on them. But you'll be able to watch it in a bunch of other formats. It'll be simple. Just click on it and play it. Just if you want to burn copies, we're designing it to be a factory of resistance to really get the word out. We're doing everything we can to wake up as many people as we can. And I'm really proud of this film. It's an amazing documentary. It's cinema verite, which in French means the cinema of truth. And by that, just the camera lens. There's no voiceover. And the film has a lot of evidence of how 9/11 was an inside job. I'd say 20% of the film is about that. 30% is about the first responders and the cover-up. And the rest, the other half, is about activism and tyranny. People, you know, I mean, you see the police coming up and saying, we're going to say you have bombs. It's illustrating that incredible tyranny, that they want to violate the First Amendment. This is a very important film, and it's going to wake a lot of people up, and it needs to be seen. So please order the DVD right now at Infowars.com. They'll be shipping out Saturday and Monday. They are now here with us. We need to get them out to people. Or starting tomorrow night and into the 4th of July at PrisonPlanet.tv. And please get it out to everyone. And get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and see it in super high quality. Obviously, in a few days afterwards, it'll be on the web, and that's fine. We want it to be. But high quality. This deserves to be seen in full quality. Plus, we need some capital so we can continue to make films. But the main goal is getting it out. In closing for this little segment, we're coming back with Richard Hoagland. I want to tell you about something that really is getting the word out, and that's New World Order Trading Cards. I'm holding in my hand New World Order Trading Cards, the Bilderberg Group, Henry Kissinger, Queen Beatrix, Dick Cheney, Jim Tucker, Alex Jones, Cindy Sheehan, Jerome Corsi, Riddles and Stone, G. Edward Griffin, Sherry Peel Jackson. And they've got all this info on the back. This is perfect to get young people into history, into understanding what's happening. It's great for collectors. They're so nicely done. Check out the website, NewWorldOrderTradingCards.com, NWOTradingCards.com. There's a big link up on Infowars.com as well. If you forget the website, check them out. Share them with others. Trade them. They got like four sets out now. NewWorldOrderTradingCards.com. They come in a paper wrapper with a wax seal. Really gorgeous. NewWorldOrderTradingCards.com. And there's courses of one of me in there as well. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already the second day of July 2008. Truth Rising comes out in a little more than 24 hours on July 4th. Online at prisonplanet.tv. Get the DVD at infowars.com. Very excited about that. My first Cinema Verite film. Turned out better than I thought it would. It's excellent. I was coming back from Bilderberg Group about a month ago there in Virginia, and I was in the airport, and there were all these mindless neocon books and mainline stuff and nothing interesting, and I saw Dark Mission, The Secret History of NASA. And I have a friend who was an engineer at NASA and actually on the flight line, you know, there in Mission Control for some of the Apollo missions, and he said, running some of the RCA cameras, he said, you ought to read Dark Mission. I'll just leave it at that. A few years ago, and I picked it up and I read it, and so much, everything that I had done my own separate research or run into or seen historically in mainline history, the occult, you name it, everything Richard Hoagland was saying was accurate. And then there are a lot of areas in there that's his original research, and so if everything you know checks out, then it really freaks you out, and you say, this sounds credible. And really a frightening book, because having a shadow government, having an elite where they have suppressed advanced technologies, and we know they have that, they've been caught many times, who knows what's really going on? You know, that's the bigger issue, is we can't trust them, and they've been caught lying so much. And his book gets into Aleister Crowley and all these people being involved in the founding of NASA, which is really mainline history the average person doesn't know, and JPL and the rest of it, that I couldn't put the book down, Dark Mission, New York Times bestseller. I guess other people couldn't put it down either. And he's got a new edition of it out. And I'm telling you, this is just an amazing book. By the way, I'm not selling the book. You know, we have a bookstore online, but I'm not selling the book. I'm saying you really should get the book. And, you know, whether it's all true or whether all of his ideas are right, I don't know. But, you know, he's got quite a pedigree, and he's a really nice fellow, too. Richard C. Hoagland was science advisor to Walter Cronkite and CBS News during the Apollo program, former curator of the Hayden Planetarium and consultant to NASA. He is the co-originator, along with Eric Burgess, of the British Interplanetary Society, of the Pioneer Plaque, you know, that gold plaque they sent out, currently carrying a message for mankind on the Pioneer 10 spacecraft. And it goes on and on and on, all the things he's done in the Enterprise Institute he heads up. And, of course, he's one of the most popular long-term guests on Coast to Coast AM. So we go to Richard C. Hoagland right now. Richard Hoagland, it is just wonderful to have you on the show with us, sir.
Alex, thank you so much for inviting me, and I must say I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you. Sir, you're the expert on all this. First, tell us a little bit about Richard Hoagland. Believe it or not, some of my audience may not know who you are, your saga, your awakening, and then I want to get into the crazy admitted. This is something you can prove. History of NASA, skip forward to the kidnappings and would-be murders and crazy women running around and the wheels coming off NASA, as you put it. And then we'll go back into the secret government, the Masonic flags, and all the really crazy stuff.
Well, you know, you and I and a lot of other people have had an evolution, kind of a maturing. You know, we both grew up, I'm absolutely convinced, even though I don't know your story chapter by chapter, but I'm convinced you grew up like me, believing in, you know, truth, justice, the American way. And that we lived in the best country in the world, and it was founded by people that had some amazing ideas, and it was the freest, and it allowed people the widest diversity. And it's only as you grow older and you start asking difficult questions, and you pull up the corners of the rug and you kind of look under, that you realize that that is a very carefully kept facade. That, in fact, society we live in now bears no resemblance to what we were taught in school. And about all the silly and stupid things, yes, we're free. About all the important things, Alex, we're not free. And the thing that will make you free is to not believe what you're told. It's as simple as that. So when I started out, squeaky clean mainstream, you know, Cronkite, NASA, museums, science, and all that, and I came through a series of deep penetrating questions to the belief that not only have we been lied to by NASA about almost everything that they've told us that's out there, but we've been told lies about everything that means everything to anybody. And there's almost no limit. I mean, the kind of watchword, the mantra of the Dark Mission is the lie is different at every level. And I was given that by an intel officer who has been one of my dark, deep sources for years and years, who has never steered me wrong.
So you're saying wheels within wheels, lies within lies, piled on the next one.
To maintain the illusion. And, of course, this audience is well familiar with your work. So we can skip all the stuff that I normally have to do to bring people up the curve. And today it might be useful to explore why. What the hell's the end game? What's the point? Why lead people down the primrose path? Where did we go off the path? And how can we get back on the path? Because I firmly believe that we are not powerless, that we actually can change this curve, that we are masters of our own fate, captains of our destiny, but we have to wake up a lot more people. It really only takes about 2%, Alex, to change history.
Well, you're right, Richard Hoagland. Can we go back, though, to your first awakenings? I mean, when did you start at NASA and at CBS and a big curator and, you know,
well,
designing what's sent off in spacecraft, you know, a big conceptual guy. When did you start going, something's wrong here?
Okay. Oh, gosh. And how many hours have we got? I started out, you know, school and the museum, and I was, you know, kind of a prodigy. And I was the youngest curator in the United States for a while. Of course, I grew out of that one. And I, you know, when you're 18 in a museum, and the mayor is calling you in for advice on how to increase, you know, revenues in the city through cultural diversity and all that, it gives you a kind of heady feeling you can do anything. So I would pick up the phone and I would call anybody in the country. I'd call people at NASA. I'd call people in the government. I'd call people in the military at the Pentagon. And they would answer, and they would give me answers, and they would return calls and all that. And I finally went to a couple of museums, and I was assistant curator in Hartford, West Hartford, Connecticut. And one day I got a call, and the voice at the other end of the line said, "My name is Frank Manitzis. I'm associate producer of CBS News Special Events. We'd like you to help us go to the moon." And like that great mind in Bill Cosby's routine, I said, "Come on, who is this? Really?" And it turned out to be Frank Manitzis from CBS News. And so I went and had the most extraordinary education at CBS News from 1968, just before the first Apollo 8 mission around the moon, to the early 1970s, 71, I believe. And I'm sure I learned far more than I imparted, because I saw how big media works. I saw how the Tiffany Network, you know, the legendary, you know, legacy of Murrow actually worked in its heyday when Walter came back from Vietnam, looked into the camera and said, "It's lost." And, you know, Nixon and Agnew said to each other, "Well, we've lost them. You know, the war has to end. If we've lost Walter, we've lost the country." I was so privileged to work with a man of integrity, a guy who actually believed the things that he was writing about and reporting on. Remember when Walter was the one dissident voice during the first Gulf War?
Yes.
How he was a voice of reason, saying all we're seeing is basically a scripted television plot. We're not allowed, you know, remember that was before they came up with the idea of embedding reporters so that they basically could watch them 24/7. And there were a couple of guys that struck out across the desert and tried to find independent information and got caught by Saddam and all that. Well, Walter was one of the only voices that basically raised questions about this rah-rah, we're going to go beat this bad guy, you know, the new Neo-Hitler. Anyway, so back when I was working for him, I learned about sourcing. You know, I learned the journalism side. I knew the science side, but I really learned journalism at the feet of a guy who really was a master. And I started looking around, and I remember one vivid day. You want to know the moment, Alex, when I began to realize that the facade was not what it was supposed to be?
Yeah, tell me that light bulb moment.
It was very early on. It was critical, and if I hadn't been asked by the Cronkite people to be there and help them create this extravaganza to show people what it was like to go to the moon, I wouldn't have had, I don't think, the light bulb moment, or it would have come a lot later. It was on a Sunday afternoon. There were a bunch of us sitting around in Bob Wessler's office. Bob Wessler was the executive producer of CBS Special Events. He went on to become president of CBS News for a while. Then he went and helped Ted Turner set up his network, which was called CNN. Anyway, Wessler was a child prodigy. He was a brilliant guy, very egocentric, in order to be in that position, you got to be, right? And we were sitting around in his office, you know, he had the cabinet open, and there was some, you know, liquor flowing around. We were just kind of watching the news conference that was supposed to be coming in from Houston by satellite. From the astronauts, I forget which crew it was, coming back from the moon. I think it was Apollo 8. It had to be Apollo 8. So it was December of 1968. And we're sitting around, and there's, you know, a couple of producers and our researcher and me and Wessler and, you know, some people shuffling papers and bringing in stuff from the rest of the office. And we're just kind of, you know, we're kind of laid back because our correspondent there in Houston was going to ask the questions during the uplink. This was the first time they were going to actually allow correspondents to talk to astronauts directly.
Okay, I want to hear about this on the other side of the break with Richard C. Hoagland. And we're going to skip the break after that for Behind the Scenes at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we'll be back in just a few minutes with Richard C. Hoagland. Then we're going to get into the beginning of NASA, the three groups that made up the founding of NASA, which is a creature of the president, a creature of the executive branch.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Majesty, Stex Mars book, getting into the whole secret government, available at Infowars.com. And a book that gets even more in-depth into NASA and how this whole empire hooks together is Dark Mission, The Secret History of NASA. Richard C. Hoagland, who was a consultant to NASA, curator of a major museum, designed some of the things that were sent out on deep space aircraft, came up with the conceptual ideas for it. And, of course, works with Walter Cronkite there at CBS News, is our guest. We've gotten to the point where You're sitting in there. The first time your correspondent is going to be allowed, or correspondent period, to talk to the astronauts when they're on the moon. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you meant deep space spacecraft, not aircraft, right?
Yes. No, deep space aircraft. Deep space hot air balloons.
Anyway, so we're sitting around in the executive producer's suite because he had a big office and a suite. And we're just kicking back. It's on a Sunday afternoon, and we're watching our guy. Remember, NASA used to jealously guard any access to the astronauts. During the Mercury program, they had what they called a capsule communicator, the CAPCOM, who was usually another astronaut. And even the flight directors or the head of NASA normally would go through the CAPCOM to talk to the crews in orbit, as opposed to picking up the phone or picking up the mic and talking to them direct. So this was a real break with this tradition. It was the first time that ordinary reporters were going to be allowed to ask questions directly of a NASA crew in space during a live mission. So it was a big deal for the network, and it was a big deal for our unit and all that. So we're sitting there watching to see how it was going to play out. And NASA comes on and says, you know, I think it was Paul Haney in those days, well, we're having a small delay. You know, the press conference will be in 15 minutes or something like that. So we had another round, right? And then he comes on again. Well, the press conference is, we're having a small technical problem. The spacecraft has not yet risen over the horizon at Goldstone. Goldstone was one of the big tracking stations. So we have to wait for acquisition of signal. Something about that kind of bothered me. So I literally, Alec, I was sitting in a chair by Wessler's desk, so I took the back of an envelope on his desk, and I started to do some scribbling, some calculations. And I looked at my numbers, and I thought, this is nuts. And I shoved the paper over to Wessler, and I said, Bob, I said, NASA's lying. If that's true, if what they're saying is true, those damn mountains have to be 5 miles high. And they're not. And that was the first time two things hit. One was that this agency that I believe was the agency was for some stupid reason not telling us the truth, couldn't figure out what the agenda was. And then the reaction from my own, you know, guy who had hired me was, oh, come on, you got to be wrong. NASA would not lie. And this had persisted down to the present. The mainstream media, even when this agency has killed people, I'm talking Challenger, I'm talking Columbia, I'm talking bizarreness like the Lisa Nowak case, which makes no sense at all unless you start asking deeper questions. NASA is a we-can-do-no-wrong agency even when they're blatantly, flagrantly doing wrong. And that, to me, has been a mystery that still fascinates me, because it's like with so much demonstrable, not only just error, but deliberate malfeasance, deliberate, you know, skullduggery, deliberate lying. Why does this agency maintain this pristine example of the, you know, as Reagan used to say, the shining city on the hill? And that's another question that I don't have a good answer for, but I want a lot of people to think about it, because unless we crack the facade, I mean, there are other institutions in this society where no matter what you lay out, people will not believe that your data is right, and the institutional facade or persona or manufactured image is wrong.
Well, here's an example. That happened first. A good example is at first they would bust high-level Catholic priests, cardinals, fathers, monsignors, raping children. And for decades, the police wouldn't even investigate or prosecute, because you don't go after a cardinal. You don't go after a bishop. You don't go after a bigwig. I mean, that's impossible. It can't be true. And now we know about a third of them, it turned out, were, you know, involved or involved in the cover-up. I mean, is that a good analogy?
It's an excellent analogy. And in fact, I was kind of in the back of my mind, that being a Reformed Catholic, that was kind of what was on my mind.
Wow. Okay, well, stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes about some of the things you want to bring up. When we get back, the basic history of NASA, all verifiable, but still just amazing. Then we'll get into mind control. Are they covering up artifacts on the moon and Mars? A lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody.
The book is a New York Times bestseller, Dark Mission, Secret History of NASA. For folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the cover of the book with the Grand Masonic flag on it there. We're going to talk about that later. You can get the book at bookstores everywhere, or... Mr. Hoagland, what's the best site to visit to get your book or to learn more about the huge overarching things that you're doing?
Darkmission.net. We've set up a website for the book.
But then you also have the Enterprise group.
I have the Enterprise Mission, yes, but that's basically a huge panoply of everything. If you're focused on the book and how to get it and the discussions going on, Mike Barra, my co-author, has a blog over there, and we publish new events around the book. DarkMission.net is the place to go.
DarkMission.net. But go ahead and plug your other sites while we're at it.
EnterpriseMission.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about the space program that you were afraid to ask or didn't know who to ask is at EnterpriseMission.com.
Well, let's start getting into the history of NASA. You've got connections to L. Ron Hubbard, Aleister Crowley, Nazis, occultists. I mean, this... And then we see all the occultism and their symbols, their names. Break that down for us, Richard.
Well, once you start asking questions, you know, one question leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. And when I realized that NASA had covered up this momentous press conference event, basically stalled it for half an hour to cover for a hungover correspondent for ABC News, I then realized that this agency, which was supposed to be exploring space for the benefit of all mankind, was basically not above doing anything, lying to protect one individual, or in this case, probably to curry his favor. Because if Bergman, who was going to ask the question for ABC, had not been there when this historic thing happened, there would have been holy hell to pay. And NASA was obviously, in retrospect, you know, skewing its entire public affairs program for this correspondent so that he would give them favorable coverage in future missions and future years.
I understand, but it shows a culture of back scratching and lying. Let's go back
well,
to Wernher
von
Braun.
That gets into how are these missions covered? You know, we think of the Fourth Estate, Alex, as the kind of fourth part of government. You have the three branches. Then you have the press, which is supposed to be the watchdog group. You know that press people rate somewhere down around Congress and lawyers in terms of public opinion, public perception?
Yes, I do, because they just sit there in little sequestered rooms drinking coffee as they're given press releases. And they're kept creatures, more and more domesticated creatures, by the government. And you have the president setting up his own private agency with massive funding, running all these covert operations. And that's what I want to get into. In Dark Mission, and again, I'd separately learned this in my own historical research. This is documented, but it's so bizarre. Tell us how and why NASA got founded, because that's such an important part of your book.
Well, the key thing, of course, goes back to World War II. You know, we have this huge war between us and the bad guys, the Nazis, or the, you know, the fascists. And it involved, you know, the world. It involved Japan. It involved, you know, Mussolini. It involved Hitler. It involved huge armies and millions of deaths and billions of dollars. And it was basically, you know, if you kind of look at it archetypally, it was the forces of dark against the forces of light. Well, one of the things you got to realize is the forces of light were operating on the same wavelength as the forces of darkness. FDR was a 33rd degree Mason. And I started realizing that history itself, mainstream history, not just NASA, but mainstream history, with the help of one of my friends, Ron Nix, who's a geologist but also has done a tremendous amount of work in this area, appears to be manipulating the conventional calendar, conventional historical events, according to occult and astrological signs and times and dates and moments of eventuality.
And an everyday example of that would be Ronald Reagan, to the minute when he gave a speech, what day, what he was wearing. Now, of course, Hitler designed it all. The modern Olympics, they're going to have it on 888 at 888 in the morning. I mean, they are really into numbers, numerology. Please continue.
Well, as I was investigating, you know, as I went through the rest of my career with NASA and the networks, given that big lie on that Sunday morning, I started looking at how the press dealt with NASA, and I noticed a favoritism. You know, certain people were curried, certain people were given favors, certain people were given special things. Other people were kind of excluded. You know, there was a pecking order. And those that were given favor were always writing favorable stories or doing favorable coverage or favorable pieces on the network, be it ABC, NBC, or CBS. So I realized there was this incestuous relationship. So years later, when I began to ask the questions about fundamental things, like why did we land on the moon? On July 20th, 1969. And the answer was, and you could actually do this with a computer, which was accessible then, was not accessible during my, you know, sojourn with NASA. We didn't have personal computers, we didn't have laptops, we didn't have, you know, Macs, we didn't have anything that gives us, certainly didn't have the Internet, the tools to combat this, you know, the lie is different at every level problem we're dealing with now. We basically were on our own with going to libraries. So I started, when we got the Internet, we got the computers, I started looking at launch dates and landing times, and I noticed this bizarre pattern. This was in the mid-90s, which was that there appeared to be some kind of astrological, calendrical timekeeping behind the most important and major events in NASA's history. And more than that, certain key events, like landings on the moon with unmanned spacecraft, and then later with manned spacecraft, the Apollo program, actually were skewed to land on Hitler's birthday. And another light bulb went off. Bing! Because everybody knows, you know, it's almost on school, that NASA was formed of the nucleus of the German scientist in Operation Paperclip, including the big one, the superstar, Wernher von Braun, brought over to the United States, you know, as our pet Nazis after World War II, after we, quote, won World War II. Well, bottom line, in Dark Mission, Mike and I lay out the case that the pet Nazis basically rose up and ate NASA for lunch. And everything that NASA's been doing has been on some kind of bizarre Nazi ritual, Thule, you know, Thule Society calendar.
But you talk about, and then even the maps, the official ball caps, the patches, then fit
everything
into all this.
There's symbology. The patches are designed to reflect these philosophies. Now, what was interesting, you see, is you had three groups we discovered.
That's the key. You've got this Aleister Crowley group. I mean, this is admitted, folks. Go through it.
You have three groups that ultimately were vying for power in the creation of NASA when Eisenhower did it in 1958. You had the Nazis, who, of course, were the big, you know, 800-pound gorilla. You had the Masons. I mean, the Masons are kind of the good guys in this scenario because James Webb, who was a 33rd-degree Mason, basically tried to set up NASA to do amazingly important things to uplift education, to uplift technology, to uplift blacks in the South. I mean, there's a huge swath of democratization that goes on in the United States by means of Webb using NASA and NASA as a tool to help Kennedy, you know, create a social renaissance in this society to break out of the Ku Klux Klan and all
and then,
the stuff that was going on in the South.
And then use it as a unification tool, also farm out the new technologies to American industry. But then meanwhile...
And to the university system. And then you got the third group, which we call the Magicians, which is the Crowley group, which was based out of JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. How many times have you heard over the last 30, 40 years, Alex, news stories? JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, which is a laboratory basically under Caltech. So you had these three power bases, the Nazis, the Masons, and the Magicians. And Dark Mission goes through how they have vied for power for each of their overlapping reasons, and how the program, the space program that we all have seen, is the result of the inside feudal wars between these three groups inside NASA,
who only
have agreed on one thing, Alex,
mm-hmm.
and that is that we should not ever get to see what's really out there.
Exactly.
That's the one thing they agree.
And Richard C. Hoagland, that's the nature of the New World Order. You're looking at one big pyramid. And as you know, when you pull back, it's hundreds of big pyramids that come together in that compartmentalization. And that's all it is these sun cults, snake cults, devil cults, sex cults. They run every major agency, and there are wars. They fight amongst themselves, but they always keep the dumb cattle in the dark. And they're all into the occult, and that's why at certain levels they get along. They recruit each other. The super globalists you'll find will be a member of dozens of these groups. That is your Illuminati. It's the Babylon mystery religions. But your book has the evidence. Again, separately in my own research, folks, I've seen this. I can tell you it's accurate, the parts that we're getting into. Now, I'm not saying the other stuff isn't accurate. I just am not knowledgeable about some of the stuff in the book. Let's talk about the Magicians first. I mean, you've got chapter after chapter on it, but that's the part that most people, they know about the Masons, they know about the Nazis, and again, all following basically the same esoteric stuff, but a little bit different. Let's talk about the Magicians.
Well, the Magicians go back, you know, this is my name for what's in NASA, this group, go back to Aleister Crowley, who was, you know, the self-proclaimed, you know, beast, 666, et cetera, et cetera, the vilest man in the world, all that. He was trying to practice literal magic in the 19th and 20th centuries, using mind over matter, using rituals, using esoteric rites, using, you know, sex magic, using anything he could get his hands on to basically try to change the world around him to bend it to his will.
He was one of those super guys. He was in or the head of a whole bunch of groups.
Well, he was in and out of a lot of different groups. He stole freely, mixed it all together. There's even now a new book out which claims that he was part of the British intelligence community, fighting both in World War One and World War II. Be that as it may, he found a young neophyte in California named Jack Parsons, who was a genius. He was an experimenter back in the 20s and 30s when every kid wanted to build rockets and blow things up. And Jack eventually went on to help create, with a guy named Molinas and a guy named Von Karman, who was at Caltech, what we now call today the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL. In the in-crowd, JPL is actually known by another acronym, Jack Parsons Lab. Because what Jack Parsons did, this young kid, again, another prodigal, he was able to create a solid fuel mixture that literally launched the space program. It wasn't Goddard. It wasn't the Germans. It was Jack Parsons, who in his day job was this brilliant chemist creating amazing rocket fuel mixtures that ultimately were powerful and stable that became the baseline for JPL in various rocket series.
And then meanwhile, in mainline history about Crowley and all these people and Parsons and, of course, the founder of Scientology, Parsons is involved in sex cult rituals to channel entities to tell him, I don't know if you know about this, you probably do, to tell him how to make all these things. I mean, I'm not saying it's real, folks. The point is they believe it.
Well, no, wait. What Parsons did, you know, in his day job was separate from what he did with Crowley. He became part of the Thelema cult, the OOTO, which was Crowley's organization in Southern California. He ultimately wound up leading it. He became the head of it in Southern California, simultaneous with working on the foundations of rocket technology, which would bootstrap NASA into space.
Now, how does the founder of Scientology tie in?
L. Ron Hubbard became also a member of the Thelema group there in Pasadena with Hubbard. And he and Parsons. And then they kind of swapped wives, and there was, I mean, it's a huge, really interesting soap opera, an incredible soap opera that no one knows underlying the whole Western contingent of what is now today NASA, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Yeah, we have this gleaming white image of, you know, handsome, go get 'em, America, you know, perfect people who just are totally mom and apple pie. And meanwhile, it's a bunch of Nazis, a bunch of lunatic 33rd degree Masons, and a bunch of psycho.
Alex, the 33rd degree Masons founded the United States. You have to separate the Masons from the other two groups.
Let's be clear. I know that a lot of the founders were Masons. They also then wrote about how they didn't like that their Masonry was being taken over by...
Masonry in the 1800s was taken over by a guy who created the Ku Klux Klan, whose name was...
Albert Pike. So I want to be clear
the ordinary Masons today haven't a clue. We're talking about the in crowd. I mean, I have some very good friends that are Masons.
Yeah, sure. The porch Masons are nice guys and join it because George Washington was in it.
And
that's my point with any intelligence.
And they want to do good works. Remember, the lie is different at every level.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. I'm going to make that as a bumper sticker. That has got to be a bumper sticker because that is such a key to figuring all this out. Because each level, Alex, as you and I know, is told just enough to keep them going in the same direction, but they're not told the big story.
So we're not here saying all Masons are bad. I'm saying at the top.
No. But they think they're told the full truth. That's the way to control the crowd.
Well, here's an example. Every major Masonic lodge, of both arms of it, the Grand Orient and the Scottish Rite, they have pictures of Albert Pike in every building.
Yep.
And they have statues of him in D.C. right by the Supreme Court. But meanwhile, do they read his book saying he's possessed by Lucifer and that Jesus isn't God? Do they read Manly P. Hall saying they worship? I mean, these are the head Masons.
Nope.
And then a Mason will argue with you and say it's not Lucifer when their own grand supreme masters are saying, yes, I am possessed by Lucifer, sweet Lucifer.
Anyway, we are both agreed that the Masonic you know, the ancient tradition were the good guys and were trying to enlighten humankind. That's why the founders were doing this incredible experiment called the United States. And ever since this country was formed, we've had group after group and you know, conspiracy after conspiracy.
Trying to get control of that engine.
To tear it down, to take control, to divert it from whatever its historical destiny was and is supposed to be. Remember Lincoln, the last best hope of mankind. I still believe that, Alex. That's why it's important to return it to its original path. Critical if we're going to survive what's coming.
All right, we've got a break, but I want to talk behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, also internet listeners who are listening to the Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com streams. You'll be able to hear this 3 minutes behind the scenes. I've got to have Richard T. Hoagland up for 3-4 hours if he'll do it the next month or so, because it's clear we've got about an hour and 5 minutes left, and or less than an hour, about 40 minutes left, and there's just millions of questions I want to ask, points I want to bring up. Let's get into what's happening right now at NASA when we get back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Richard C. Hoagland is our guest. The book, Dark Mission, The Secret History of NASA. And we've hardly covered any of what's in it. I'm going to have him back up in the near future. We've got him into the middle of the next hour. And then we have that NFL player who walked across the country to raise money for 9/11 first responders who've been forgotten. Part of focusing in on the release of Truth Rising coming up on July 4th. My new film that gets into that and other subjects. Richard C. Hoagland, skipping ahead now, we looked at the founding of it, weird secret agency controlled by the president, then to today, And I know people from Houston. I know a Hollywood producer who's very serious, doesn't make stuff up. You know, saying that there were magnet programs run by NASA and that he was really in a mind control program with NASA. I looked that up. Turns out they did it. They are associated with that over and over again. What about mind control? I mean, did you ever, do you have any info on that?
Well, let me back up. You made a statement that I want to disagree with, gently, politely, with all due respect, as they say.
That's fine. Go ahead.
You said NASA controlled by the president. That's the big lie. It wasn't. From the get-go, from the beginning, when Eisenhower created this agency, he thought he was in charge. And then when by the time his term was ended, his second term, remember his famous speech?
Well, that's what I mean. It's a standalone agency outside government.
Well, it's part of a series of agencies that are controlled from some quarter.
It's the shadow government. Sure, sure.
Well, but is it really even the shadow government? I'm beginning to suspect. Do you know Joseph Farrell?
Yes.
Have you had him on?
No, I don't believe so.
You need to have Joseph Farrell on. Joseph is working with me on the sequel to Dark Mission. Joseph is a genius. He's a PhD, Oxford. He is a genius. What he has done is he has, with documents and meticulous reasoning and research, and doing it the old-fashioned way, you know, science, actually documenting what you think you found, he has discovered the most extraordinary antecedents to the genesis of NASA in the end of the Third Reich in Germany, and a series of black projects that were brought here and seemed to form the nucleus of a secret, hidden space program. You see, it's
oh,
kind
absolutely.
Like
I mean, we know NASA is the cover for the real program.
NASA is a false front Western town, as I say over and over and over again. And part of the reason why they're in such disarray now, where they can't seem to get their act together, why we're building this thing in orbit that's going nowhere and sucking billions
they
of dollars.
They want to suppress technology. They don't want the public to know what's really been developed. I mean, here's an example. Raymond Teague, NASA engineer, Air Force intelligence before that. You know, he's on the Apollo program, you know, in mission control. See pictures of him. Good friend of mine. He's come in, and he said, look, you know, he was working with RCA on the cameras on the moon. He was working on RCA with the stuff in Skylab after that. And he said he believes they went to the moon, but a lot of it was even covered up from them, what they were really doing. And he said the Van Allen radiation belt does fry the film. He saw canisters and capsules that were tested. He said they were on the moon, but that they faked the photos, and he says he doesn't know why. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's wrong. There is some film degradation, but they went through the belt so quickly, and those canisters were put in lead for exactly that purpose. We've got a stunning artifacts on the moon. I mean, you can't fake what we've got in these pictures that are NASA pictures. What's interesting is we've had some NASA sources ourselves. Ken Johnston is a key guy, who, by the way, is a 32nd degree Mason. And it was his Masonic tradition, you know, as one of the good guys, when he started asking his own questions of his own experience in NASA after he read The Monument to Mars, my first book, he met me in Seattle and he gave me access to an incredible archive of NASA photography that he had been ordered to destroy in Houston, and he had disobeyed orders and kept it for 30 years.
Kind of like, so I've talked to the people for Time Lapse Books that were told to destroy the evidence of the back of Kennedy's head blown off, and I've seen those photos. They need to release them. I tell you what, Richard C. Hoagland, stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved